Wednesdays on Day to Day, we talk about books. Today, a story about how books are sold. The world's largest online bookseller, Amazon.com, has a new program that will let customers read through many of the books they might buy. Is this a good idea, or does it reveal too much? Day to Day literary editor and author Karen Grigsby Bates has this story.
Amazon.com is the 800-pound gorilla of the publishing world. It can, as the old joke goes, sit anywhere at once because it's the heavyweight of the bookselling industry. Last week, it launched Search Inside the Book, a new service that Amazon says readers will love, although some folks have reservations. Steve Kessel, vice president of Amazon's Book, Music, and Video Group, describes the idea.
Search Inside the Book is a program that we just launched here at Amazon, and it's an entirely new way for customers to find and discover and buy books. And what it does is it enables them now to look at all of the words inside a book to determine which books are most relevant for them to purchase.
Before this, a customer logging onto Amazon could see the basics, the book's title, the publisher, the cost, and perhaps a few reviews from places such as Publishers Weekly and Kirkus. Now, however, customers can type in a keyword and read a big chunk of text in which the keyword is embedded. Or they can browse page by page and print out several pages. That worries Nick Taylor, president of the New York-based Authors Guild. Taylor says some authors, especially specific kinds of nonfiction writers, may have cause to be worried.
Well, it's concern only for those authors who have books that might be cherry-picked, cookbooks, travel books, the kinds of books that people could dip into for specific kinds of information that they need without buying the whole book. You know, clearly, if you want to look up a scallop recipe and you wanted to look at that online, you could do it and you wouldn't have to go back to the book.
Taylor conducted his own experiment to see how damaging this might be.
You're limited to 20% of a book's content in a month. And so we printed out over 100 pages of Jim Glick's Genius, his biography, Richard Feynman. Now, all it takes then is, you know, five people with an interest in Richard Feynman to print out the whole book. It's almost like a drug. You can get a prescribed dose legally, but there's a high potential for abuse.
Amazon's Steve Kessel, however, says major usage like the one Taylor cited aren't the point of Search Inside the Book.
The program is not about downloading content. The program, again, is about allowing customers to see results that they didn't know existed before so they can make a purchase of that book.
Kessel gives an example. Say you were looking for information on product price elasticity, what myriad markets might charge for a certain item. Under the old Amazon system, Kessel says, you could only find book titles that included the term.
But now there are books that have chapters that discuss product price elasticity that will come up in your search results that you didn't know existed, and that you're now saying, boy, that's a great book for me to buy, and then you make that purchase.
For less obscure purposes, however, recipes, how-tos, and other things, the jury's still out on whether Search Inside the Book might give people reason to be worried. Amazon promises this will only enhance book sales, which will favor both consumers and the publishers who are selling to them. A few publishers have balked. Penguin Putnam has declined to participate initially, says Authors Guild President Nick Taylor. They're waiting to see how it goes. As for the others, Taylor says there may be another reason so many publishers are willing to comply.
They're rolling the dice here, I think. They're going to take a look at it and see if it works. I don't know how long it'll take to tell that, but I really don't think they know. I also think they're a little bit scared of Amazon, and they don't want to do anything that will upset the largest online retailer.
By the way, when I entered product price elasticity as keywords, they appeared in over 1,000 Amazon books. I didn't download any of them, but I did find a splendid recipe for baked whole striped bass with Provençal vegetables that was easily downloadable. Wonder how renowned cookbook author James Peterson feels about that. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.